When it comes to being a male fish, life can be tough. When the lady in your life gets around a bit and mates lots with other males, it means that to make sure you produce lots of offspring, you have to compete with all the other guys on the scene. And more specifically, your sperm has to be up to the job. Now a team of researchers led by John Fitzpatrick from the University of Western Australia have shown for the first time in the journal PNAS this week that when male fish have to compete with each other on a daily basis for a chance to mate, their sperm evolves to be bigger, more abundant and faster. Now, when polygynous fish mate, a female lays eggs, and the males then rush in and add their sperm, lots of them all together, and hope that they will get there first before someone else. Now, for a long time, biologists have suspected that polygynous males must evolve tactical sperm that are faster and therefore much more likely to reach the eggs first. But up until now, no solid proof of that idea has been found. But now Fitzpatrick and his team looked at species of cichlid fish living in Lake Tanganyika in Africa. Now, cichlids are famous for having evolved extremely rapidly into lots of different species. Now, some of these cichlids are monogamous. They stick together with the same partner for all of their lives. And others are highly promiscuous, sharing many different partners during the course of their life. Now, the researchers went out into Lake Tanganyika and went scuba diving and caught some of these male fish from 29 different species. And they dissected them to have a look at their sperm. And they measured the sperm under a microscope and used digital cameras to measure how fast the sperm was swimming around. And they found that indeed the polygynous species with the males mating lots and lots did indeed have larger, faster sperm than the monogamous species. They also found the first really good evidence that we have that if you've got bigger sperm, then you do that really is associated with faster swimming because you've got a longer tail on the sperm, which is more powerful and can generate more propulsion. And also from earlier studies, when people have drawn up a family tree of these amazingly diverse cichlid fish, Fitzpatrick and his team were then able to work out that the ancient cichlids that first colonised the lake had very small, slow-moving sperm. And then over time, as promiscuity increased, in fact, that was how the sperm then began to evolve to be bigger and faster. So cichlid fish really are the first group of species that we've able to demonstrate this evolution of speedy sperm in polygynous species. But it's likely that lots of other things are probably doing the same thing, wherever it is that males have to make sure that they pass on their genes to the next generation.
Do you think the same is true in humans, Helen?
That's a bit controversial, actually, Chris. Sperm competition is something that some people think does happen in humans, but which would suggest that we are maybe, in some senses, polygynous. But that's another issue indeed.
Thank you. Thanks, Helen.